So you know that storytelling is one of your most powerful tools as a business person and entrepreneur, and that your story is one of your biggest assets. But how do you actually tell a story so people will listen? Welcome to episode 34 of the Content Download, the only storytelling formula you'll ever need. On the inside, really you're a change maker, a trailblazer, a dream chaser, sometimes a bit of a troublemaker, because it's hard to shine your light when you're stuck inside a box. You're a spiritually curious, creative thinker who only wants to do meaningful work that's going to have a positive impact on the world. It's time to find your voice and stop hiding your light. Showing up online, creating powerful content, and living out your purpose as a thought leader can feel intimidating, but it doesn't have to be scary. And you don't have to do it alone. I'm on a mission to help you create content with a heartbeat, to find your voice so you can start consciously communicating your soul work and send it out into the world with impact. Because if you can dream it, it is meant for you. In fact, it's already done. I'm Kate Butler Ross, and this is the Content Download. So you've got a story to tell, one that's going to hook your ideal client and customer's attention and get them sticking to you like Velcro. The problem is you could have the greatest story in the world, but if you tell it badly, it's always going to be snoozeville. Your story doesn't have to be dramatic. Your story doesn't have to be glamorous. It just has to be told well. Because the truth is, when it comes to storytelling, it's not what you say, but how you tell them. And the good news is, you don't have to be Tolkien or J.K. Rowling to tell a great story. In fact, all you need is to understand which parts to share and which parts to leave out, plus exactly how to put a story together in a way that keeps them hooked and listening to the very end. And that's exactly what this handy little four-step storytelling framework I'm about to share with you does. So how do you tell a great story? Well, you need to understand how to put a story together and you follow a formula, and it's absolutely not cheating. You will find that some of the most famous, most powerful, most well-known stories in the world follow this formula that I'm about to share with you now. And once you know what it is, you can rinse and repeat it over and over again. So, are you ready? Grab a pen and paper. Here is the very basic outline of how every great story flows. Step one, you need context. So when you tell your story, the first thing your reader wants to know is when the story took place and where. So for example, once upon a time in a land far, far away, or a couple of years ago, I was in a big department store choosing Christmas gifts for my kids. Step two, there is a series of events. So basically, tell them what happened. So for example, I was standing in a crowded lift, one shoulder squashed against a wall, the other crushed up against some random guy with an empty baby carrier on his back. But because I hate crowded places, and also back in those days had a mild phone addiction, I spent the whole of that very long stop-start journey with my eyes glued to my email. The guy with the empty baby carrier on his back walked out ahead of me and instantly stopped dead. And you guessed it, I walked smack bang into the back of him and tutted very loudly. Step three, the twist. Give them a surprise, a revelation, or pivotal moment that changes everything. The guy with the baby carrier turns round. "Oh, I'm sorry," said Tom Hardy, love of my life, celebrity crush of the decade, the only person who would be on my laminated card, a la Ross from Friends. I am absolutely struck dumb. I have spent the last 10 or 15 minutes crushed against Tom Hardy, passively aggressively, huffing and puffing every time he smacked me with the baby carrier. But I had no idea, because I'd spent the whole time with my face glued to my phone. Step four, the ending. Tell them the outcome, give them a lesson, and in your case, a CTA. So off Tom Hardy walked into the distance or crowded toy department, probably thinking I was a miserable old cow, and leaving me to ponder that if we just looked up and paid attention, 99.9% of the time, much more interesting things are happening around us than on our phones. True story, that one. So there you have it, 4 steps that every great story follows. I really hope you enjoyed this episode and that those 4 steps make telling your next story so much easier. Let me know how you get on. If storytelling is something that you want to learn how to do so you can become a better speaker, writer, activist, teacher, or mentor, my brand new Storytelling for Changemakers course, Soul Story, is exactly what you need. Inside Soul Story, I'm giving you all the tools you need to unearth your story goldmine, learn how to use your story in your communications to create more connection and impact, and become a powerful storyteller. And at the time of recording this episode, the price for all of that is just £99. So if you want to take full advantage of that amazing offer, head on over to the show notes now, where you can find all the latest info on Soul Story and find out how you can take part in the first live round. That's Soul Story, my brand new course for changemakers, ready to make more impact through the power of story. I hope to see you on the inside. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you next time.